For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let us pray. God, give us hearts to know your love, ears to hear your whispers, eyes to see your glory, and lips to speak only your truth. Amen. Please be seated. It's not by accident that our gospel lesson for Ash Wednesday includes doing things in secret on the one day of the year where we actually put a physical mark on ourselves that we've been to church. I always find it fascinating. It sounds like we're talking about, hey, don't do that, but let's go ahead and do it. But the reality is that our gospel lesson today is talking about something much deeper than just these actions. See, Jesus talks about, don't do it so that you may be seen. Don't do it so others notice you. Don't do it so people praise you. It's about our motivations. It's about what's in our heart when we do those things. He's not saying you shouldn't give alms after all. He's not saying you shouldn't fast. He's not saying you shouldn't pray to God. He's saying that if you're doing it just to get noticed, there's something wrong. If we're praying just to be noticed, or giving alms just so we get some sort of recognition, or putting ashes on our face just so that we can go and say, yeah, I did it. I don't know what that would mean to anyone in this day and age if we went out and said, yeah, I did it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, go for it and see what they say. But it's about something much deeper than that. You see, we sometimes in a community require some sort of positive affirmation that we together are doing something meaningful and powerful. We gather together and we invite each other to receive the mark of the cross in ashes on our forehead, not so that we can go out into the world with our noses high and say, look what we did today. It's so that we can know amongst ourselves and within ourselves that there is power in prayer, that there is glory in the cross, and that there is life in ash. So our motivations are different than what Jesus speaks against today. We're looking, and in a few minutes, I'll invite you to come up and receive the cross on your head. And I've done something with the ashes this year, and I'll tell you right now, I don't know if it's allowed. I'm not going to lie to you. But it's a tradition to mix some oil with the ash so that they stick, so that they don't fall off our faces immediately, so that we're reminded. And today, instead of just using some oil that was around, there's a mixture of oil of unction, which is healing oil, and oil of chrism, which is the oil that our bishops bless to remind us that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. So that in this mark of the ashes, we have not just a reminder that we are dust and one day we will return to dust. We need that reminder, yes. In our society, so often we refuse to allow ourselves to have these conversations that are hard. Refuse within our families to have the conversations that are difficult because they're not fun to face. And this is our time as a community to support each other in the fact that that is the truth of life. That life's great meaning comes from the fact that it doesn't last forever on this earth. But as Christians, there's a deeper truth even beyond that. And that is that in baptism, We are marked for a life eternal. Blessed by the Spirit of the living God, the same Spirit who moved upon the waters at the beginning of creation, the same Spirit with which God breathed life into humanity. And we are marked with oil for healing, reminding us of the pain of Christ and his power of healing. The ashes always meant all of these things, and that's why I think I'm going to get away with putting the oil in there. Because the ashes mean all of that every single time. Because they say, when you are dust and to dust you will return, they say, you were dust and God loved you so much that out of dust God made you. Out of dust that could have been anything else. It could have been a beautiful gemstone. It could have been gold. But God made you. When we hear that reminder that we are dust, it's not just a reminder that we'll go back to it. It's a reminder that we were dust, y'all. And God did something amazing to make you and I. The amount of love that is in that act of creation is what we celebrate today, as well as our reminder to be repentant, to return to the Lord that loved us that much and loves us still. Our prayer today at the beginning of the service says, God, you hate nothing you have created. And then we also say the word wretchedness, which I always find fascinating. That's an acknowledgement that all of us are sometimes a little bit messed up. And also a statement that even in all of that, there is no way God hates a single one of us. Whatever some preachers may say about who God hates and who God doesn't love, this is a statement of truth about God's love. Each one of us has been formed out of that dust just to be us. No one else. We can't be somebody else. And if God has loved us that much, we owe it to ourselves to find a way to be close enough to love ourselves and each other. That is what Lent is all about. I'm sorry, I keep getting real close to y'all over here. I'm excited. Lent is about finding our way back. Repentance comes from the Hebrew, there's the word shuv, which is a turning, a returning, a repenting, and it means a physical turning, to turn and face the Lord and try to find our way back. That is what we do in Lent. So, if you're giving something up or you're taking something on in Lent, remember those motivations. Remember that the whole point is to be closer to each other and closer to God. And if it makes you not so nice to everyone, if you give up chocolate or you give up meat, those are the two real popular ones, right? If you're mean to each other, when you've done that, that's not the fast God has asked for. The fast God asks for is one that brings us to each other and to the God of all creation. Miroslav Volf talks about the distinction between that repentance and the actual work of forgiveness for ourselves and for each other. In this season, I invite you all to reflect on what it means to physically orient yourselves towards the love of God and of each other. Remembering that each one has been plucked out of the dirt and made into something beautiful and beloved. And if that can be in our minds and in our hearts and in our actions, we will obtain a holy Lent. Amen.